Fire screamed around us before it died as quickly as it came, the furious tendrils threatening to sear our skin before it faded to nothingness. Laurel shouted that the magic wasn't from her, and since she wasn't scorched from the inside out, I had to believe her. I looked down at both Laurel and Nell and cursed under my breath before using my talons to rip off the head of the closest revenant. I held out my free hand. "Get up, Nell, and stay behind me." She pulled her dark hair away from her face and scowled, even as she kept her gaze on the battle in front of us.
"If you would just let me have a sword like Laurel, I could fight.
The sword is too heavy for you. We've been training with other weapons. Weapons you don't have on you since you just came out of the deep with the one dagger that's currently in the revenant's skull."
"Yes, so I can bash someone's head in but not slice it off. So helpful."
She ducked out of the way as Laurel used her sword to impale the final revenant. My little sister glared at me. "What?" I asked, my adrenaline pumping through my system. I hated the idea that Laurel was in pain and that I'd almost lost my little sister. I hadn't even known that revenants could swim, but apparently they could. And now we would have to deal with yet another way for the monsters to attack our people. Go after my sister.
"Thanks for the assist,"
Laurel said as she slid her sword into her scabbard on her back and rolled her shoulders. She wore the blade on her back or on her hip, depending on the day. She was a master with the weapon and shifted where she carried it depending on the current scars on her body. Neither Nell nor I missed the wince on Laurel's face that she tried to cover up when she moved. She couldn't hide her pain from me. She had never been able to, which was probably why she constantly avoided me, or at least part of the reason. We hadn't spoken since the last time I was in her home, and I had looked at her in the mirror, telling her it was time. Of course it was time. It was long past it, but Laurel wouldn't take that step. And I knew there was a reason for it. It would cost too much, and it could hurt so many. But I couldn't have Laurel die. I couldn't lose her when I'd only just now found her. Or rather, let myself believe I'd found her.
The gravestone was more of a placard, really. One that shone under the fading sun and didn't mark a grave, but more a remembrance. Trace wasn't buried under my feet. His body wasn't here. His ashes had been spread to the wind. One of my best friends, the man I had thought would be my everything, or at least I had deluded myself into thinking would be my everything, was long gone. The only thing that remained was this placard his parents and the pack had wanted to use to remember him by, and the memories that currently cascaded through my brain. Trace was dead. Faith, a necromancer and dark witch, had killed him. I still couldn't quite believe that I wouldn't hear his laughter again, that big belly laugh that warmed me from the inside out. He always made me smile, even if he made me growl more often than not. Since he was the bear shifter, he had constantly rolled his eyes and proceeded to show me exactly how I was supposed to growl, instead of the weak little baby growl that escaped my human witch lips. I had loved Trace. Maybe not how others thought I should, not in the ways that would be forever and mean bonds and mates, but I had loved him. He had been my friend first and foremost, and I'd thought maybe the fates would decide that we would be together, at least partially. Because I knew Trace wasn't my forever. He'd had the potential, but he hadn't truly been mine. And he wouldn't have been, even if the world had allowed him to live. If Faith and the Revenants hadn't taken him from me, from his family, his pack. He had been my growly bear, my best friend, the one I could lean on when I thought the world might crash around me. He was the person I ran to when things got too complicated, when I had to hide from my family, my past, my curse, and my hawk. I frowned wondering why I was so melancholic. No, that wasn't it. I knew. Because there was nothing good happening anymore.